Hey guys, this is Lisa
and Rebecca,
and we are here on The Secret Life of Weddings.
If you like drama, you're in the right place,
where we tell you the world's craziest but true wedding stories. So get ready for the drama on The Secret Life of Weddings. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
Episode 82.
Yep.
Episode 82 of The Secret Life of Weddings podcast. This is Lisa.
And Rebecca.
Yeah, I'm still making you do it.
Oh, man.
You all right? You got a migraine coming on, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Are you going to be a little less Rebecca-y today?
Yes.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Definitely.
We still love you.
Yeah.
Do you think you're getting sick, though, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I can feel it in my face.
In your face?
My face hurts.
Maybe it's your sinuses.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Because that's like
it's a sinus cold or whatever it is.
A sinus infection.
But I will say, I like almost passed out while shoveling today.
Why were you shoveling? Make your husband do it.
He was already gone to work because he leaves super early. And then my kids had to go do their exams. And they were getting ready and I was like, screw it. I'll just go do it quick. The end of the driveway. Because, you know, the plow finally came around last night.
Of course.
And, you know, minus 30 temperature. The snow is all frozen at the end of my driveway.
Snow tends to be like that.
Yeah.
Frozen.
No, like frozen, like blocks of ice.
Blocks of ice.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. And
again, it's like, just make him do it.
And then my head was hurting and stuff. So
where was your husband last night?
He did shovel last night, but the plow didn't come until the middle of the night.
Sure.
And he has a truck and he was just like, I don't have time to shovel. I'm like, don't worry about it. He's like, just get Justin to do it, my son. And
that's what he's for. He's 17.
Like, oh, I'll just do it. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then I did half of it. And I'm like, well, there's enough room for you to get out. And then you go do the rest.
You're like superwoman. I did the very front of our driveway the other day and went, fuck this, and walked inside.
Yeah.
I gave up so fast. I was huffing and puffing. You have never seen someone so out of shape from shoveling snow. It was hilarious.
It's hard work.
It's really hard.
It is.
Also, we have this really crappy little shovel.
Yeah.
Quite tiny.
Right.
And everybody in California is laughing at us.
Yes, you know? They are.
In Australia right now, too, because
it's fucking cold,
it's
man.
It's so hot over there right
it's
now.
It's so cold today. Like, that was the problem when I was shoveling is I couldn't breathe.
Yeah. It's that really.
Like, I felt like my lungs were going to freeze.
It's the daggers in your chest kind of feeling.
It's brutal.
Well, I've been outside a lot today, but it wasn't because we were shoveling. Big day for me today because officially I'm leaving my studio and I've been there for about 3 years now and it was a great time, but I am leaving photography and it was just time.
Yeah.
You know, and I tried to do the portraiture thing and a couple of reasons I just didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I realized I've fallen out of love with it and I don't want to keep doing something if I'm not in love with it. And it's not to say I'll never do it again, but I'll probably never do it again.
For now, this is where you're at.
You know what? Here's the thing. I said this before and I'll say it again. If a wedding comes up as a novelty to do, like maybe a couple a year,
yeah,
it'll be a novelty because I'm not doing them all the time and I don't mind doing that. But to force myself to do portraiture, to force myself to do weddings when I'm not head over heels in love anymore with it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right to do.
I think it's one of those jobs too. You have to love it.
You do have to love it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I know a lot of photographers will disagree with me, but
I don't think so.
I think you have to love it in order to do it really well.
Yes. And I think too many people get lulled into just making it a business, a day-to-day. They lose the passion, but they don't give a shit that they've lost the passion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not necessarily fair to the client either. So,
no,
you know, I want it. And I'm very proud that I think I created beautiful work until the end.
Absolutely.
And it's not necessarily the end, but like I'm still doing, you know, music photography, which is my passion.
Yeah.
Although not that I get out that much, but I still will.
Yeah.
And I'll still do occasional weddings. But it has to be for the right client. It is basically the most averse to high maintenance clients I've ever been.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like, if you want to be cool, you know, pretty chill, work with me that way. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's great. But I just, oh my gosh, I've talked to a couple people and I said, you know, yeah, let's discuss it, whatever. And then they got high maintenance like right away. And I was just like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
this is why I'm getting out of it. And
yeah,
it's not for me. You know, so
I noticed like, that shift though.
Do you think it's like an actual like shift within the industry?
It is a shift. Now, I will say my clients aren't high maintenance.
Yeah.
Like the ones I have right now, currently booked. They've been amazing. But I mean, I also see the shift in the whole industry that clients are getting like, you need to handhold. And
yeah. Why is that?
No offense. We don't get paid enough for that.
Yeah. It's
no, really, we don't. And yeah. I won't take on people like that because I get it's one day and, you know, it's one day. I get that. I get it's an important day. I do get that. I understand that.
But they almost need more of a planner.
They need a fucking planner.
Yeah.
Okay. I do consider myself a jack of all trades for couples. Most absolutely.
Of us, most wedding photographers.
And
do.
We are. And we go above and beyond, most of us.
But it's become an expectation. Again, we're back to expectations.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't mind helping you with your itinerary because I want it to benefit me. Right?
Of course.
But, I'm definitely not going to, I'm not going to entertain 50 emails either. Ugh. From a client.
Yeah.
Sorry. I get that, that maybe that's something other photographers will do, but time is money, baby. And
that's exactly what I think I'm past.
Yeah.
That I'm just, I can't get there anymore.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then I was like, well, let me try portraiture. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And I did some beautiful stuff. I'm really proud of the work I did.
Yeah.
But I didn't love it. And I was hoping that it wasn't photography as a whole. It was just weddings that I was like, okay, maybe I'm just out of love with weddings and I can shift my technique and everything and keep the studio and be happy there. And then I realized trying to do these portraits, number one, you have to have high turnover if you have a portraiture business and you have a studio.
Yes.
Like a lot of clients all the time, right? Because portraiture, you're obviously not making as much.
But it's also spilling, the same mentality spilling out into portraits.
Is it really? See,
and
I don't
family
do
sessions and stuff because I do it all, right?
You do, yeah.
So I get the same and I'm noticing that shift majorly.
Why? And why do you think that is?
I think it's just that generation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're getting older.
I know.
And we're we're used to our mentality and how we look at things, right? And certain clients that were more of our, closer to our age, mm-hmm. and now they're so much younger, right? Not a
it's
lot.
It's so but weird. Like,
but
why?
That generation, they expect so much more.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, I don't know.
And I hate to tell you, but you're not going to get more. Like,
a lot of
that's
time.
Just the way it is. And they want more and they want it faster and they
cheaper.
And that's just kind of the way it is.
And this isn't actually, just so you guys know, this isn't just our opinion.
No.
We're hearing this a lot from our friends in the industry.
I'm going to, PSA, y'all are losing amazing fucking photographers in the industry because they're quitting because they can't take it anymore.
Yeah. Some are.
That's sure. The reality of it. There's too many good people I know that have quit. And I'm just like, no, if you go, then how the fuck am I going to stay in this?
Oh, you're strong as fuck.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, and it's the same with, like, I shoot families as well.
Yep.
I get tons of inquiries, mm-hmm. right? I would say about 60% of them I won't take.
Really?
Yeah. Because they want a consult for their family session. Yep. I don't do that.
Yep.
I don't do that because that's not my thing. I'm not an editorial posed also,
we don't
type
make
of
enough,
photographer.
We don't make enough money from a portraiture session warrant a consult.
No. No.
That's the problem.
I don't mind having a quick chat with you on the phone. That's totally cool. If you need to understand something, I don't have a problem with that. But let me tell you, my ideal clients, they're booking me.
Yeah.
They're booking me without any of that.
Yeah.
And I don't need any of that. And I'm not going to give you a style guide. And I'm not going to hold your hand while you go shopping for clothes. And it's not to be a bitch. It's just you're not my client.
That's the thing. I kind of didn't want to go down all that road, which is why I got the wardrobe in and I was just like, just come do it. You know, bring whatever you want. But I have stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and 99% of the time people just ended up using my stuff.
Yeah.
But exactly. And it's like you have to be head over heels in love with this and this whole process. And I really did used to love all of this. And
that's the thing. We all did. But then there was this big shift.
Yeah. And I think it's
probably it kind of kills that. It it kills that passion that you have.
Yeah, it's probably a natural progression in a way too. It's like, you know, out with the old and with the new.
For sure, absolutely.
Generationally.
But I think it's this, the whole, like...
Isn't it amazing at 34, shift, I'm like, I'm old.
Yeah, you know? The shift though has pushed people.
Yeah, the ones that we know.
They expedited the whole leaving the industry, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, and I'm not trying to shit on people. I'm just saying, like, it's got a, I think... more, it's almost like we have to educate.
Oh, well, that's what people say.
Like the masses. You got to educate them. No, people are saying you got to educate photographers and have them adjust to the new. No, mm-hmm. I think people need to be educated on, you know what? Photography is a luxury. I totally said this to you before. You've said it too.
Yeah.
It's a luxury. It's not something you have to have.
It's like a BMW.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, you should, everybody should have something nice in their life.
For sure.
But are you going to not be able to get married without it? No.
No.
But is it important? Yeah.
Yes.
So you have to weigh your, you know, pros and cons, right?
You got to weigh it out.
You know this, guys. But anyway, yeah. I just wanted to.
Anyways.
It's true though. It's true. And if you're seeing that shift, let us know. Cause we're curious. We know a lot of photographers are listening to this show as well. So if you're a photographer or anybody in the wedding industry, you know, or portraiture, whatever, are you noticing this? Because we certainly are hearing from our friends.
If you don't, you're a liar.
or they're young.
They're young. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with being young, you know?
No.
That's great. But
amazing.
We're just noticing quite a shift in the more established parts of the industry. So.
And I notice my ideal clients are older.
Is that right?
Yep.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've just
hilarious.
I've lost, you know what I've lost, Rebecca? I've lost the drive to chase it. And once you lose the drive to chase the business at all, you'll go, I didn't go down, but I decided to step away. And I was like, I'm not going to do it this year.
You know what I always say to my husband? I'm like, I'm tired of chasing a paycheck.
Exactly.
It's exhausting. After 11 years, it's very exhausting.
It's so tiring.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something that really...
Like, we don't get to go just to our job, our job and get paid weekly. Like, it's not this...
No.
You know...
You have to always be wondering if I'm putting all this... Here's a problem with the consult stuff, too. I'm putting all this effort in and then they ghost you.
Yep.
And then so you're...
Oh, ghosting. You know what?
Ghosting is a huge problem right now.
Those people doing that, let me tell you, if you guys are doing that, stop it.
Please.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
Just, I'm not even going to be nice about it.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
We deserve to know if you're booking or not. It's so simple. It takes you 2 seconds.
Just keep your vendors updated.
Yeah.
Like,
just be like, thank you so much, but I've gone with someone else.
I appreciate it. I always go, cool. Thank you for letting me know.
Thank you for letting me know. Now I can delete your fucking email and forget about you. You know what I mean? I can move on to someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, I keep these emails in my...
I have dates all over my calendar usually being
crazy.
Like, quoted this wedding, quoted this wedding. Can you hold the date? No, I can't.
No.
You know, no, I can't without money.
But stop the ghosting. It's not cool.
The ghosting is a thing.
I say this as I ghost people that write to us.
You do not ghost people.
I don't ghost them. I just,
You just haven't been able to write them back. But listen.
There's so many.
I'll tell you something that really is pissing me off, though. Mm-hmm. And I can't say this to anyone, so I'm just going to say it to the general public.
I can't say this to anyone, but I'll tell everybody.
I'm going to tell everybody because it's so funny. It's like, you know, people I see day to day in my town don't necessarily listen to this show. So it's like only a few do, but they're my friends. So they'll know if I'm bitching about this, they'll get it. It's really pissing me off because every time I'm like, I was almost terrified to put stuff up from my studio for sale on my Facebook page. You know why?
Why?
You're leaving photography?
Oh, geez.
No. Oh, don't quit. First of all, guilt about the fact that I'm good at something and I shouldn't quit something I'm good at, which is already a scary thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, to walk away from something you've been doing for 11 years. And you know, like, I am good at it. I know I'm good at it. Not
Have
to sound
I done
like
that
a dick.
To you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, you went fucking right. No.
I'm very much a you do you. If you need to do that, you do that.
You also kind of went, Oh, yeah. You know, I can see that. But you're at the same place I am. But here's the thing. Yeah. All my clients, for example, oh, my God, which I appreciate, you know, that they care. But here's it makes me feel bad. Or like people who don't know me. Oh, and then like I was selling, you know, I was selling some stuff and then I had someone come to buy something at the studio and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm closing the studio down. And she goes, I'm really sorry. It didn't work out for you. And I'm like, oh no.
It did.
It worked out quite well for 11 years. It worked very well. But I just was like, no. It was my decision.
Yeah.
I'm changing careers quite out. Why is it we assume that just because someone's changing
they
careers,
think they failed. Yeah.
And that's really something that's been frustrating to me and hurtful. And I know it's just me being sensitive about it. And I kind of don't care anymore. But when I was first going through
it, it was a bit painful. It's not being sensitive, though.
It was like
it's people being assuming. And I hate that. I hate that people assume that.
Maybe I'm having another baby. I'm not, but maybe I'm having another baby and I decided I can't spend the money every month on a studio and I would rather work at home or something. Like, why is it a negative assumption?
Yeah.
By the way, so not pregnant. Like, so not pregnant.
Yes, she is. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck you. I'm just fat. You know what?
No, my God, no.
Yes, I am. But anyway, the point is,
no,
so not knocked up and very happy to be done. And yes, I had a moment where I was like leaving the studio and I had my husband and my dad take the signage down because I was like, I can't do it. I was going through a bit of a period where I was like, I have to mourn this almost.
Yeah.
Because it was like,
but you do, because it's such a massive transition.
It's a huge one. And I went through a mourning period where I was like a bit upset. I got teary a couple times. And then I was like, and then I started like getting rid of stuff at the studio and it started feeling good.
Yeah.
And I started, it was cathartic. And as of today, the reason I'm telling you all this is because as of today, the last little bits have gone and we're about to give the keys back. And I'm going to save almost $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
And the weight from that, I didn't realize slowly it had become a weight. It hadn't become a benefit in my life anymore. It had slowly become a negative. And it's something that I just wanted to say, like, reassess your life. Maybe there's something in your life that you don't realize has become a weight and on you and something on your shoulders. Like, it's going to be so much better now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really happy about that.
Good.
Yeah. I just wanted to share.
Everyone has to do what's right for them, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think.
Exactly.
That's my opinion.
So it's been good and I'm feeling good and I just have high hopes for us and for everything we're up to. And, you know, it's going to be a good year.
Oh, you're so positive.
Yeah. Well, I try.
I'm definitely not.
Well, you know.
I'm the pessimist in this.
She's the pessimist.
Relationship.
I'm the optimist. What are you going to do about it? Do you want to talk about the news?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in the news, express.co.uk.
Okay.
And here we go. Another royal wedding is on the calendar.
Another one. Okay.
Lady Gabriella?
Gabriella, I would think. I don't really know.
Whatever. And Thomas Kingston, the 51st in line to the throne.
Well, he's... So what you're saying is he's practically king.
Can I ask, whoever listens and knows all about the royals, does it really matter to point that out? That they're 51st in line? Like, they're never going to make it.
I would have lost count by that
Like,
point.
They're never going to make it. So does it matter?
I would have stopped counting at 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, why... Like, I don't know.
It's stupid.
The whole funding these things, it's a little much, it seems.
The what?
Like funding these things.
Are the taxpayers paying for this one too?
I don't know.
Oh,
well, who's
sake.
Paying for it? I mean, anyways. Now, here's the catch. If the Duchess of Sussex.
Now, which one is that?
Meghan.
Okay, thanks.
were to attend the wedding, she'd likely be just about to pop and her presence could take the attention off the bride. In addition, if Meghan goes into labor at the time of the nuptials, she is likely to steal the thunder from Lady Gabriella's nuptials. So here we go with throwing Meghan under the bus again.
Yes. Is it right to attend?
Well, maybe Lady Gabriella, whatever the fuck her name is, should just move her wedding. Like, I don't know.
Why would she move her wedding
to
someone
else? Well, it's
like
she can't move her freaking due date. It's a baby.
So they don't go. No big deal.
Okay. Is this really like, obviously this is like a gossipy
I don't think this
website.
Is newsworthy. Like, I don't think it matters.
It does matter. It's a wedding, Lisa, so we talk about it.
No, I mean in the sense that like, I would say fuck it, invite her. And it is what it is. She's about to have a baby. What are you going to do? Criticize her for going into labor? She can't close her cervix, people.
Can I just say, Megan is going to steal the thunder from everybody. Just get over it.
I know. I was thinking that. It's like, if
she's one of those people who's very well liked.
Yeah.
She's very much admired.
She's gorgeous.
And
no matter what she wears.
In her defense, I've never even heard of Lady G. Like, I don't even know who she is. I mean,
we're officially shortening this.
Megan, I know her.
Yeah.
Lady G, not so much.
No.
I know Lady Gaga, but I don't know Lady G.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, why is this such a thing?
I don't think so. Basically, if you don't want your thunder stolen, don't invite her in the first place, pregnant or not. Is that pretty much what we're saying?
I just think people need to accept that she's just very well liked and admired. And you know what? She's going to steal thunder no matter where she goes or if she's pregnant or not. So
that's all I'm saying.
You might want to get over it because you're 51st in line. And I'm thinking you don't stand much of a chance anyways. So
get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I wanted to just give us a quick update here as well. We had someone write in about not such a good wedding song. So remember how last week we talked about I still haven't found what I'm looking for by U2.
Yeah.
Being the groom in Brazil walking into that song and, of course, not knowing what it means because it's English.
Yeah.
So we had a note here from Fiora and it says, Hi, Lisa and Rebecca. The story about the Brazilian groom entering his wedding on I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For made me remember a little story from some years ago. At the time, my boyfriend was still studying, and since he was very good at making videos and had access to good equipment, and he was earning some money by doing montages for weddings. One time he was filming a video for the party.
I like wedding montages.
Wedding montages. I like it because I get to sit and eat.
I just like it because they're funny.
I just like it because I get to
sit. I like to laugh at them.
And I don't have to photograph during that time. So I'm like, oh, I get to sit.
I
do. My back is usually hurting. You get the reactions.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends on, you know what it was, Rebecca? It depends on how much I've gotten earlier in the night and how much my back is breaking at that point. And yeah.
I hear you.
One time he was filming a video for the party of a future wedding. He didn't have any artistic input and therefore spent an entire afternoon filming those friends, literally trashing the bride and groom's apartment while they were out of town because they thought it would be funny. Oh my God, I'd kill them.
Seriously?
I'm talking food everywhere, the bride's underwear everywhere. It was gross. They did clean afterwards, but they didn't tell him they were going to until the very last minute. Cut to the montage part. He chose a nice song that wasn't well known and the, quote, friends threw a fit, demanding a more famous song regardless on how it would fit with the images and refused every other proposition he made. Finally, they decided to choose the song themselves. And I'm not kidding. They chose Love Is Gone by David Guetta. Just in case it's not known outside of France, it's this song. And then she put a YouTube link. But I hope the title gave away that it is not a good song for a wedding. My boyfriend just gave up. I don't blame him. And delivered the montage, got paid, washed his hands of this shit show. I think it was actually the last video he ever made.
Oh my God.
Fucking ruined him. Obviously, we weren't invited to the wedding, but oh, what I would have given to be able to see the poor bride and groom's faces when during the wedding dinner, their friends got up and said, we made something for you to celebrate your love. And boom, their apartment trashed in front of all the guests, her panties everywhere, and Love Is Gone resonating in the room. That's horrible. That was the little story. I have more for you, but those would require me to be anonymous. So they'll wait a bit.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. Love you guys and love the podcast. Keep up the good work. From Paris with love, Fiora. Thank you, Fiora. You are a doll.
That's
great.
Crazy.
And terrible. It's great and terrible.
That's so bad.
Yeah, guys, don't do that to your friends.
I would be so mad.
I would be really fucking mad. Like anybody goes into my drawer.
Mm-mm. That's like the time that I was moving and we had everything packed up almost except for like the bed.
Yeah.
And the movers, did I tell you this?
No.
And the movers picked up my mattress off the floor and underneath the mattress was like a box that hadn't been opened yet and it was edible underwear.
I've never had a pair of those.
And they looked at me. And I looked at it and they looked at me. I was like, Well, who's going to pick it up? Like, it was one of those.
Oh, funny. Who? And then you guys all bend forward at the exact same moment. Yeah. And clunk heads like Three Stooges.
It was so awkward.
Oh, that's great. What flavor?
I don't remember.
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah.
We should sell those on the website.
Yeah.
Slow edible underwear.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It's a secret life. So embarrassing. Right down the landing strip area right there.
I was embarrassed. I don't know why, because I'm not usually embarrassed by stuff like that.
No. But you should just, Rebecca looks down and goes, huh, look at that.
Yeah. So yeah, guess I forgot one thing.
You should have said, so whose is it? And then they're all big burly men, you know?
Probably because they were like older guys. And I thought, oh, yeah. Man.
It's kind of like finding that in front of your dad.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not so good.
Anyways.
That's great. So what's next?
A listener story.
Listener story. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Is it mine?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, story from a listener. My favorite podcast, ladies. Thank you. So time has come and gone for my wedding day. And although I'm crazy happy in love, that didn't happen without a shit show. If you choose to read this, I've changed the names to be anonymous. My wedding day started really calm and peaceful. My photographer, who I had been friends with for years, had flown out from California to Tennessee to shoot my wedding and was not answering his phone. He was now an hour and a half late.
Oh,
that sucks. I had loaned him my car since I would be gone for my honeymoon, and he wouldn't have a vehicle for the remaining time he had in Tennessee to visit other friends. Mistake. I have no pictures of the getting ready process, but whatever, not the end of the world. See, this is part of the problem of hiring friends. Mm-hmm. Just saying. I think she knows now, though. I'm just rubbing salt in the wound at this point. Everything else is still pretty good until we reach 4 p.m. and I'm ready to put my dress on for pictures before the ceremony, except my mother forgot to pick up my dress the day before.
Oh, my God.
That's a big thing to forget. I let her know all okay.
Wow.
But inside, I'm stressing the fuck out. Don't blame you. My sister-in-law takes charge and goes to pick up the dress. No biggie. I got the dress within 45 minutes, so no harm. Wow, she's rolling with it.
Wow.
The ceremony takes place at 6 p.m., and it's even more beautiful than I could have dreamed. Aw. The wedding is a huge hit, other than this random drunk bitch spilling drinks on my dress and acting like a fool. But it's up, and she's like, and it was my mom. No, she doesn't say that. But it's a party, so I just get out of her way. I have family from out of town, so I'm trying to get pictures with all that I can, but my photographer once again is nowhere to be found.
What the fuck? Oh,
come on. Come to find out, he's in the parking lot smoking a joint. Okay, all for the weed, but I'm paying you to be here, so I'm a little agitated. No big deal. We ended up getting the pictures when he came back from his 30-minute smoke break. Again, whatever. I'm so happy. I don't even care. Oh, she's chill as fuck.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not chill. We do a send off and drive away to what I thought was the most perfect day. I get a call about 20 minutes later from my maid of honor, who is riding in my car with my photographer, another bridesmaid, and the drunk bitch. They ran into a ditch right outside of the venue, but they tell me the car is fine. They just need my dad's info to help them get out and handle the situation.
Oh my God, don't call her.
Oh my God. I'm not worried about it. They'll just pull it out of the ditch and it'll be fine in my head. Then I get another call from another friend who pulled up to help. Drunk bitch is unconscious and finally wakes up screaming at the top of her lungs that she is going to sue everyone because she, quote, only had one margarita. Wow. My cousin, who is a policeman, gets to the scene and he tries to help her get out of the car since she's not all the way there. She cusses him out and tells him he can't touch her and that she's gonna call her lawyer. So he lets go of her and she passes out and face plants in gravel and now has busted her nose.
Oh my God.
This bitch is a wreck. Turns out they way more than ran it into a ditch. They totaled my car.
What?
Oh no. I'm a little angry at this point.
Just a little?
Girl.
Oh.
But drunk. So I don't know how bad this actually is. It's 2 a.m. and I'm exhausted by the whole day and just want to go to sleep. Get another call from my mother. My photographer is in jail with a DUI.
Jesus.
Oh my God. This is a new one. We have been doing this for a year and a half and we've never had a photographer DUI.
No.
Thank God. I'm trying to be rational, but what the fuck, dude? Also in her car.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is so fucked up.
And her friend.
Drunk bitch gets knocked out by my maid of honor. And that is the best thing to happen all night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Maid of honor for the win. Okay. I had a wonderful time on my honeymoon, but now I'm dealing with a huge mess. Turns out drunk bitch, she's Indian, called my dad racist because he saved the last cocktail at the end of the night for me rather than letting her have it. Wow. That's not cool. Grabbed my mother's tits and shook them twice. Hello. Hello, mom. Nice to meet you. Told my husband's grandmother, who's 77 years old, to come and get turnt with her after the wedding and they could have some fun. What does that mean? I'm old. What
drunk.
Turnt means yeah. Drunk? Okay. Grams is conservative as hell. She cussed out my brother-in-law and shook her fist at him. Lol. Yeah. Kind of like the old man get off my lawn shape,
yeah.
You know, for taking us, cussed him out for taking us away because, quote, the party wasn't over. Overall, I'm just laughing at the whole night and glad everyone is okay, but drunk bitch is officially no longer invited anywhere else. Hope you guys enjoy my story. I love listening to you guys every Tuesday. Kisses and hugs.
Aww.
Thank you so much for your story.
That's so funny.
That was epic. She needs to get some help, that woman.
Yeah.
Shaking people's tits without asking. That's just not cool.
I mean, well, like a good tit shake.
Yeah, but who doesn't? But it's like time and place, people.
Maybe not grandma.
Maybe not grandma. Or no, it was mom.
Sorry. Oh, maybe God. Not mom.
Now we're shaking grandma's titties too? Oh, no.
Those will shake.
They will. But no, thank you for that. That was fabulous.
Hey, Rebecca.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to shut up about my mattress, have I?
No.
No. I have had an ND mattress for about 2 years now, and I am absolutely obsessed. My old mattress, it was so uncomfortable, you know, and people were raving about ND. I saw it was made in Toronto, and we're Canadian, so I was like, I'm down with that.
I love that it's Canadian.
So I ordered one. Holy shit, it is the best sleep I have ever had in my life.
That's amazing.
Don't be fooled, though. Just because they're Canadian, they still ship to the US. ND's foam has a unique open-air cell structure that provides the perfect balance of comfort and support, plus temperature control, pressure relief, and reduced motion transfer. If you toss and turn, you get hot at night, these are all things that are not going to be a problem for you with an ND mattress. ND will ship it to your door for free and give you a 100-night trial so you can, you know, test it out, see if you like it. If you don't, they pick it up for free and refund your money. I'm telling you, do it. It is the best decision you will ever make. I am so happy. If you want to have the best sleep of your life, risk-free, support a Canadian company, support the Secret Life of Weddings podcast, go to ND, that's ENDY.secretlifeofweddings.com, and you will get $50 off your ND mattress.
All right, we have another listener story. I just stumbled onto your podcast a few days ago and cannot stop listening. My brother-in-law just got married to the most perfect sister-in-law anyone could ask for this past October, and the wedding was basically flawless. The only snafu was the almost 100-year-old something borrowed bouquet cord hit the floor during the you may kiss the bride kiss, but the groom saved the day with that one, so all was well. But I have a bachelorette story for you guys.
Mm.
So, for context of the story, changing names and locations for protection of the innocent, the bride's side of the party consisted of bride, who we will call Bobby Joe. Can we call her BJ? Bobby Joe.
Whatever you can keep straight.
Her sister, the maid of honor, who we will call Barbara Jean. I feel like a very...
See, that's too many BJs, so you have to say Barbara Jean now.
Myself and three bridesmaids, who we will call Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle. That's hilarious.
I love that.
Okay, here it goes. King of a long one. Kind of a long one, sorry. King of a long one.
King of the long ones.
I, being the mom of the group, was the designated...
That would be a good porn name.
Right?
King of the long ones.
I, being the mom of the group, was the DD for the weekend. Didi's designated driver, in case anyone doesn't know, which everyone knows.
Because everybody listening to this podcast is wicked drunk right now.
Yes. We booked a suite at a winery that Bobby Joe hinted to us early on that she would like to visit. We planned a few wine tastings and we bought tickets at a nightclub nearby to see a band that the bridesmaids wanted to see. Hint, hint. The morning of our road trip arrives and we pick up Bobby Joe in our matching wine saying tank tops. Everything happens for a Riesling. Ha ha ha. Hakuna Moscato. You can't sip with us. How Merlot can you go? Etc. And we head to the first winery. The winery is gorgeous and we take lots of pictures, and the lady officiating the tasting was giving us huge pours, like almost half a glass to taste.
That's usually
they only give you a little, eh?
Mm. I've never been on one of those. Actually, it's my dream to do a Secret Life of Weddings like wine trip in Niagara.
I don't like wine.
Well, we can get you vodka. But down in Niagara, I just thought it would be pretty.
Yeah. Me being the DD could only have a tiny sip of each glass. So Bobby Joe, enjoying her girl's day, gladly drank the remaining wine from my glass.
I'll help you with that.
We proceeded to the next unplanned winery stop as we were ahead of schedule and couldn't check in at the hotel for a few hours. We have lunch there after our tasting and get some more pictures and then proceed to our final tasting and the hotel to check in. We finish our tasting tour of the winery where we are staying, and Barbara Jean and I can tell Bobby Joe has a pretty decent wine buzz going on and try and get her to drink water. We check in at the hotel and get the room all decorated and proceed out to the back patio area for snacks and relaxing. And Beyonce, Michelle, and Kelly break out the Jello shots.
That's so funny.
Barbara Jean and I have one Jello shot and the others all have a few. We all clean the cheese and grape tray, clean, and head up to our room to play Pin the Lips on the Penis.
Oh, dear.
And a few drinking games. Barbara Jean and I keep a light buzz the whole night.
You know what? We're playing that on our 100th episode. It's official.
Yeah.
Pin the Lips on the Penis. I'm going to spin you around inside this little tiny booth and shove you at the door. At the wall.
I like it.
It'll be good.
Is it a big penis?
You know what would be a funnier game? To put like a ton of lipstick on and like almost do the same thing, but then you have to actually go kiss the wall and then wherever your lipstick color ends up.
I'm down.
Wouldn't that be funnier?
Yes.
That'd be a wicked way to do it and really funny to take pictures of.
Yes, I agree.
We even have the eye masks, the sleep masks to put over our eyes.
There we go.
I'm just saying.
I'm down.
Okay. So for that wine getaway, guys, all we're doing all night is that.
There we go.
Yep.
Barbara Jean and I keep a light buzz the whole night. I think we had a feeling in the back of our minds of what was to come. While the others, especially Bobby Joe, pounded back quite a few spiked seltzers and poorly but heavily mixed cocktails. We all get dressed up and ready to go out to dinner and the club when things started to rapidly go downhill. I found that my sweet baby boy had pulled my romper out of the suitcase the night before while I was packing, and I must not have noticed until that moment. Luckily, Barbara Jean had an extra dress, and we are the same size. We were finally able to find a lift big enough to fit all of us in the remote area of our hotel. We went downstairs to meet the driver and took what would end up being our final selfie of the evening in the elevator. We get into the minivan and greet our Lyft driver, only to find out the only word in English he knows is hello.
Oh, is it this way? Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Side note, Bobby Joe is very much a lightweight drinker, and even when she is completely sober, gets carsick very easily. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. So we are about 2 minutes into our 20-minute Lyft ride, and Barbara Jean and I notice Bobby Joe looks a little green and quickly rolls down her window for air.
Oh, no.
She keeps saying, I'm fine, but then proceeds to open the car door as we are pulling onto the expressway as Barbara Jean and I are yelling at the driver who can't understand us to pull over.
Oh, my God. Why wouldn't she just peek out the window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He finally pulls over, and Barbara Jean jumps out of the car to help Bobby Joe, who is bent over the guardrail puking.
Oh, no.
After
and he's going, hello, hello.
After three more incidents like that, we make it to
three more times. Oh my God, these poor people. He's like, by the end, yeah. He's like, hello.
We make it about four blocks before the restaurant when Bobby Joe starts pleading to get out and walk. Mm. We thank the driver and say we will walk the rest of the way. We make it to the restaurant and Bobby Joe drinks a glass of water as we wait for our table and nibbles on some bread when we are seated. Suddenly, she gets up and says, I'm going to the bathroom. I had to go too and said, I'm right behind you. Well, let's just say we made it 2 feet from the front door and she bolted outside and all of the water and bread she just ate came back up all over both our feet and all over the sidewalk of the main strip.
Oh, no. Wine is nasty. When you get too much in you, it is nasty.
A group of guys from what I would assume was a bachelor party walking into a strip club behind us starts cheering and hooting and carrying on and whipped around and told them, sorry, and I whipped around and told them to fuck off and get a life as her sister came outside.
Oh, no.
We discussed with Bobby Joe and decided her condition was now very bad as she was not keeping anything down and we were going to take her back to the room and the other girls could go enjoy dinner and the club. I go in to tell the other girls we were catching an Uber and going back to the hotel. They immediately started whining and bitching and were like, she needs to sit down and drink this ginger ale and eat some bread. She will feel much better. I put my foot down and said, she said she wants to go back and we are going with her. You guys stay and enjoy yourselves and the show.
It is the worst thing when you're feeling that sick.
Yeah.
The worst. All you just want to do is die and you don't want to do that in public.
Yeah.
Ugh, no.
They reluctantly followed me out of the restaurant and to the Uber, which was a wheelchair-rigged minivan with no seatbelts on the back bench. The girls immediately start complaining about the Uber, and we said, okay, then let's get another one. And they were like, nope, it's fine.
It's fine. That's one of the women, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Bobby Joe is tirelessly apologizing for being sick to the girls because she is picking up on their attitudes while her sister and I are texting back and forth about how childish and careless they were acting. Mind you, her sister and I are about 3 years younger than these other girls. Oh,
Which one is the bride again? Is that Bobby Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing.
We traveled the several blocks to the expressway, and as soon as we hit the expressway, the Beyonce, Michelle, and Kelly start bitching that they should have stayed and gone to the club and how much they wish they stayed and seeing if they would have enough time to ride back before they cut people off.
Mm.
Just seriously unbelievable behavior from people who are supposed to be the bride's best friends. Barbara Jean and I both told the driver to stay in the rightmost lane, as Bobby Joe will be getting sick at least once on the ride back.
Oh, no.
The driver proceeds to ignore our request.
This one can only say goodbye.
Yeah. And moves into the center lane. Bobby Joe quickly rolls down the window for some air, and we scream at the driver to pull over. And before he can even get into the right lane, Bobby Joe pukes out the window, leaving some residue on the window and door.
Mm-hmm.
The driver starts yelling and whining how he has to get the car re-detailed now. And we were like, we don't want to hear it. We told you.
We pull
up to the hotel and Bobby Joe is in tears at this point. Aww. And the driver, who is quite a large man, stomps around the car and looks at the door and throws a full-on hissy fit about how he can't drive anyone else tonight, blah, 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 and that he's putting a complaint into Uber, who is going to charge us $100 for a car wash for his car. Oh, I walk... They do that.
Do they really?
Yep.
Oh, dear.
I walk over and dump my water bottle down the outside of the passenger door and wipe it down with the sleeve of my sweater and say, there's your damn car wash, now piss off.
Good for you.
Yeah. We walk Bobby Joe into the hotel and I look back and see her sister give the driver some cash, which I later found out was $100, to get his stupid, rickety-ass bucket of bolts van washed from the teensy amount of spit up that Bobby Joe got on it.
I was going to say, how much can this girl possibly have left?
Yeah.
So really?
There's not much, no. But they do like to do that. The bride's bitches continued to bitch and moan throughout the rest of the night and the next morning.
I'm stealing that. Every time I don't like bridesmaids in a story, they're going to be bride's bitches.
Yep. I'm down. We ended up skipping breakfast and stopping at Wawa on our way home because Bobby Joe insisted on buying us all coffee and something to eat. Because she thought we were all mad at her for ruining her bachelorette party. Aw, how fucked up is that? This matter in which her momzilla totally played into and told her she had to pay for the hotel and the club tickets we didn't get to use. I took them back and dropped them all off at Bobby Joe's parents' house, which is where I picked them up from. the morning prior, and they all bitched about that because they thought I was going to drive all over town to drop them off with my sick sister-in-law still in the car. Yeah, I don't think so. Mm. I kicked them out of the car and picked her up some Gatorade and soup and took her home and sat with her until she held down liquids and food. Aww. And my brother-in-law came home. Can we just say bachelorette party from hell? Anyways, hope you like the story. I'm an aspiring photographer trying to get into the photography game. Aww. In the next few months. Oh, this is a bad episode for you.
We shit all over her dreams.
I would greatly appreciate any pointers you have to offer. Love
Run.
Your podcast.
Run.
Can't
Run.
Wait to get current with the new episodes. Thanks again.
Oh my God. Okay. First of all, we're
I forgot about that part.
Okay.
Of the story.
We are cynical old bitches. So just don't even mind us.
Listen, honey.
Don't even mind us.
I'll write you an email. Don't worry.
Yes. Rebecca's got you. Listen, you'll be fine as long as you love it.
Yep.
You'll do great.
Yep.
Second shoot. Help out other people.
Yep.
Make friends in the industry.
These have are a good website.
Have a great website. Have a social media
presence.
Yeah,
you're all about making friends. Yeah, see, I have a totally different. I don't believe in making friends in the industry.
Oh, you have to.
No.
But you refer work back and forth to one another?
No, I'll make a couple friends. That's it.
Yeah. I'm just saying. It's gone well for me. But I guess this is the introvert extrovert way. If you're an introvert, do what Rebecca
says.
No.
I did make friends in the beginning.
Did you?
Yeah. And it
didn't go so well
for you?
It
was a disservice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so.
Mine overall has been good.
Let me just say, some photographers are dicks. So they're not there to help you whatsoever. They don't care about you.
Some everybody are dicks, I think.
Exactly.
Right? All right. So thank you again for that email. That was amazing. And good luck in your photography career. We hope to hear lots about it and hope it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to read now the last part of our mama drama saga because
oh yeah,
you know, why not? Part 3 of 3.
I am curious if anybody went and found this one.
Oh, you mean to read ahead?
Yeah.
Somebody asked me on social media. They said, I can't remember who it was, but they said, does Rebecca read ahead in the saga? Because I'm dying to know. And I said, she totally does. I said, Lisa here, but she totally does.
Totally. I know it all.
Or it might have been on Patreon because we were reading that other long story.
Yeah.
It might have been on that one.
Oh my God.
What?
I got muted.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute.
We're going to talk about that after.
Okay. Rebecca got muted in a Facebook group, and yeah. That's for a silly reason. But anywho, we'll talk about that in a minute. Uh-huh. So part 3 of our saga here.
This will make me get kicked out. Watch. Sorry, go ahead.
We left the gifts at the venue along with the car as we were drunk and went home. I had nightmares about the wedding all night long. My husband took pity on me in the morning and went with father-in-law to retrieve our things. Long story short, and I'm blurring the details for anonymity, we got robbed overnight.
What?
Oh, fuck. Thieves broke a window to get into our car, too, and stole, amongst other things, my husband's favorite pants. Well, damn it. You know what? There's nothing, like, your day just does not get worse than when your favorite pants are stolen.
Okay, you know what, though? I have favorite pants.
Yeah.
And I would lose my mind.
What are
if
they?
If someone
what are
stole
your,
them.
What are your favorite pants exactly?
My favorite pants are the ones I wear to work.
Which are what?
They're from Banana Republic. They're just like a loose, cute pant with...
Black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pockets on the side. I love them. And it's so funny because when I bought them, I'm like, I should buy 2, and I didn't. And I went back to go get another pair, and they were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't make them anymore. They were like just this one-time thing.
Of course.
Right? So now I'm like, oh my God, if anything happens to these pants, I'll lose my mind.
It's because you liked them. So yeah. The moment they got work, oh, Rebecca Lozer likes them, fucking cut that shit off right now.
Right?
Yeah. No more. Yep. We're not making any more pants.
Yep.
You know what? Take pants out entirely. None.
I feel this pain. I feel this pain of this.
Favorite pants are painful.
Yes.
I feel that. Oh, this is good. They were my favorite pants, too. His butt looked amazing. Thieves broke into the venue, took some of the venue's outdoor furniture and all the gifts and cards. Wow. So their cards were left overnight. So guys, never leave your money anywhere overnight. That's not like in a safe.
No.
We hadn't even unwrapped them yet. I've not been able to send out proper thank you notes. That sucks. Thank you. We didn't get anything. The venue. Thank you. But I have bad news. The venue was a small nonprofit community hall who was cooperating fully with the police investigation we had underway. They'd done all they could in terms of security and were in no way responsible. We were working on the issue with them, insurance and police. It was being sorted. So it was already a miserable morning for us when my mom and dad showed up at our house. They hadn't given us their gifts last night and were bringing them around. My bridesmaid slash BFF was also there. She'd been roped into hugging me while my husband fixed the car. Mom acts like absolutely none of her tantrum last night happened, and I thanked them properly for the gifts. Because sometimes it's just easier to drop that than pick a fight, right?
Oh, I definitely wouldn't.
No. You mean you wouldn't?
My grudges go deep.
What are you, a Taurus like me?
Nope, Capricorn.
I know you're not. I know. They'd seen the broken car window on the way in, and we outlined what happened and how her throwing a fit and leaving was inappropriate and not helpful. I'm proud to say I didn't swear or yell, but I did use what has now been dubbed my scary ice voice. She looked shamefaced when she left. My husband got to work on fixing the car window because we planned to leave for a road trip honeymoon the next day. I did nothing of any value that day, and it was glorious, till I get an email from my mother. She's like, oh, you're having fun? Hold on. It was a copy of an email she'd sent to the venue. She'd not been involved in the venue planning part of the wedding, so I don't know how she got their contact details. It was not a polite email. It was about how they had failed her, how the wedding was tainted due to their negligence. She'd written a personal victim impact statement and given it to the police.
Oh my God.
She also had several unrealistic suggestions to stop others being hurt the way she was. Think 24-hour security guards at a tiny community hall. By allowing my car to be broken into, the venue had ruined my honeymoon as well as destroying my wedding. Can you imagine this poor community hall coordinator getting this email? She would have died. She was going to take this issue as far as she could. She even insinuated that the hall was in on it. I was so angry. This wasn't her fight. How dare she co-opt my misfortune? My reply all was, again, ice cold. I told the venue that my mother was in no way speaking on behalf of myself or my husband. We were happy with the service they had provided, and while this was severely unfortunate, it wasn't their fault. Mom wasn't behaving rationally. No one with any right to assign blame was blaming them. They should feel free to ignore her suggestions and threats and should probably just delete any future emails from her. Good for them, like standing up immediately and was like, guys, ignore the crazy woman who's writing you right now. I thanked them once again.
At the end of the day, it's not the venue's fault. It's actually their fault.
It's because they didn't take the cards home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the whole breaking into the car. Well, that's just unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
That's no one's fault.
No.
But the whole
breaking into the venue, even like they, you know, what
not taking
they do?
Your gifts home. That's a bad idea.
Well, I think they accept that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The venue responded and thanked me. They had been concerned. I guess so. My mother responded with insanity and vitriol. Basically, she doesn't need my permission to verbally attack a small nonprofit community hall on my behalf. Of course, this was about her. She was the mother of the bride, and her feelings and opinions were important. She had a right to be mad at the hall. They had convinced me that she was to blame for the robbery, and that was why I was abusing her when she came round earlier that day. Wow, she's out to lunch.
Jesus.
Her daughter would never say that her behavior was inappropriate. I must have been misled and confused by the venue, the evil venue. Also, how dare I abuse her in front of company, my BFF? How dare I be so disrespectful in front of people? She came to me with gifts in hand, and I had rejected her once again by saying she wasn't allowed to write a victim impact statement about my robbery. Just like I'd rejected her at the wedding by not spending time with her or making a big deal about her mother of the bride status. I was obviously not going to do anything about the egregious betrayal done to me by the hall, so she had to step in and make sure it was done correctly. How dare I make her look like a fool in front of everyone, saying she didn't know enough about the situation to comment. She knew more than I did about it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Mom. I moved all correspondence with her to a different folder, drank another bottle of wine, and had a new cry.
Aww.
My husband fixed the window, and we went on our honeymoon almost as scheduled, where I didn't talk to her at all, which led to vignette number one in my first post. You're all caught up with my wedding. It was about 6 weeks ago, and I still have nightmares about the whole situation. Dad is now saying he spent too many years healing the rifts people have made with Mom, and he's getting old, so it's someone else's turn now. He does not mean Mom, he means me. After all, she's old and not likely capable of change.
True.
Older sister is still not talking to me. Younger sister is talking to me and seems to be firmly on our side, though I think she's still keeping things in about what happened at the wedding.
Wow.
That was a good one. That was
pretty good saga.
It was a pretty good saga. It's that crazy. Mother is batshit. And
for,
I know.
Yeah.
And for more batshit craziness, go to our Patreon.
Yes.
Go to our Patreon for additional episodes. We want to thank our new Patreon members, Ashley H., Rita B., Samantha F., Jacinta F., Amy A., Rose F., and Kelsey A. Again, patreon.com. Go there for, well, actually, you have to go to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings. That's the URL to get extra episodes. First few are free, and you can help support the show and get more drama for your llama.
Cool. Rada rip. Ready?
Go.
I'm a wedding photographer, and at one wedding, the bride went to put on her dress, and it didn't fit. It was a corset back with the flap that pulls across under it, but she had gained weight, and the flap didn't go all the way across her back anymore.
She was flapless.
Her mom started hysterically yelling at her daughter, saying she warned her she was getting fat and should have stopped eating so much.
No.
I hate the word fat, by the way.
I hate it. I know.
The bride is in tears and mortified. I had to kick the mom out of the room and take control of the situation. Luckily, the hotel sheets were a close enough ivory, so we cut a piece from the sheets to use as the fabric under the corset threading, and it was passable. I kept the mom away from the poor bride all day.
Oh, that's such a good solution.
Amazing.
Good for you.
We went from a drunk photographer to one who's killing it.
Above and beyond.
Yeah, there we go.
And beyond.
Love it. Amazing.
That is so fabulous.
Yeah. I like it. I hate the fat shaming. That pisses me off, and I hate the word fat.
I know. Is that why you snapped at me earlier when I said I was fat?
Yes. I don't like people calling themselves fat. I don't call people fat, and I don't think the word fat should be used.
Agreed.
I hate that word.
We need a new word.
It's such a disgusting word.
We'll just make it fabulous instead.
Yes.
We'll replace the T with bulous.
I'm fat tabulous.
I'm fat tabulous. No, just get rid of the T entirely.
Yeah, I am fabulous. I hate the word.
I'm fabulous.
Anyways.
It's good. So don't forget to go to secretlifeofweddings.com if you want some merch. We haven't talked about our merch in a long time.
Yeah.
I still have to buy a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Because there's T-shirts, there is kind of a lot of everything, but we've got our Whispering Girls on there. So if you want some cute merch and to represent the show a little bit,
yeah,
you know, for the squeams. We actually just passed 2,000 members in our Facebook group.
That's cool.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Our group is awesome, unlike other groups.
Okay. So, Rebecca, do tell us what happened to you on the Facebook group. Yesterday.
To be fair, I'm in a lot of groups, but I don't always read the rules.
Nobody reads the rules.
So it was funny. This picture,
you find out the hard way. You get banned or muted, right?
I got muted.
It's so funny
because I've never been muted.
It hurts, doesn't it?
I've never been kicked out and I've never been muted.
Kind of stings, doesn't it?
Well, I was kind of like, well, what did I do?
Yeah, I know.
And it was so funny. And it's such a foreign thing to me that I went into our group chat on Facebook that we have with some of our mods. And I said, hey, is this group working for anybody else? Because mine's not working.
Oh, you're so cute. They're like, they fucking muted
And
you.
Then I look at the top of the page and it says you've been muted. Like you've been muted for 24 hours or whatever.
Are you back yet?
At like 3 something today, I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm counting down the minutes.
But I was a little peeved.
Yeah, tell them why.
Okay, I was a lot peeved, actually.
Yeah.
Because I don't post anything in there.
No.
I just kind of like, I'll skim through it.
Do you want to say what group it was?
I don't know. Well, I'm going to get kicked out now, which whatever. I don't care. That's it. I'm wedding shaming.
Yep.
Is that the original group or is that not the original group?
I think not the original. I don't know. Actually, you're still in the original. I got kicked out and banned from the original group. So.
Yeah. I like the other one.
Which one is the one you got? I'm so curious. Which one did you get muted on now? Was it the original?
That's it. I'm wedding shaming.
So not the non-ban happy one.
Yeah, not that one. I'm still in that one.
That's the good one.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got banned and you've been muted.
Yes.
Ha.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Do you know why?
Why?
Someone posted a picture of like a spiral ceremony setting. Mm-hmm. So it had the chairs going in a spiral, which I thought was really pretty.
That's actually cool.
Yeah. And a lot of people, I was reading the comments because I thought, oh, that's so neat. I've never seen that before. And I've been doing this so long, right?
Yeah.
And I was looking at it and I saw like, you know, everyone was shitting on it, of course, because that's what you do in there. And I was like, whatever, teach their own. But then a lot of people were saying how you can't even get good photos, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, yeah, you can actually. You actually can get really great photos because you have every perspective.
360.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I chimed in as a wedding photographer.
Sure.
And I just said, I actually love it.
And I saw like you sent me a screen cap. It was like seven people agreed with you or something.
Yeah.
As well.
And I said, I love it. And I put in brackets, wedding photographer here, you can actually get all perspectives. It's actually pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
And I got muted for that.
How dare you not be a heinous
bitch? Do you know
bitch?
Why I got muted?
Why?
Because I went and read their terms.
Their rules?
Because I was like, I don't understand. What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
And it says, in capitals, shame things, their number five rule. No commenting, oh, this is so cute. I love it. Kiss, hug. Or I had this and it was so great. I loved it. Blah, blah, blah. If you want to praise things or be positive or ask planning advice, head to our connected group. That's it. I'm wedding praising. You're welcome to disagree and not find things shameworthy, but keep it to yourself. And in another one, it says shame or get the fuck out.
Wow. So that is a bitter, bitter person who wrote those rules.
Like, am I wrong to think that that's kind of...
It's a little much.
I know a lot of our listeners in that are in that group, mm-hmm. but guys, that's a little...
Aren't you afraid
fucked.
To say anything? You know, here's the thing. I'm all for wedding shaming in a funny way, whatever, like especially...
For sure, that's what our whole show is, but...
But at the same time, you have to let people have opinions or else it's just like hate mongering at some point.
Well, I feel like after I read that, I was like, oh, this group is not for me. Because mm-hmm. I feel like it's just going to bring me to such a negative outlook when you're in there too much.
There's something healthy about a bunch of people being like, I actually really like it. And then it's like you have one side kind of being like positive and one side.
Why do you have to have a positive only or a negative only?
Yeah.
Like that non-ban happy group.
Yeah.
It's positive and negative. I've seen all kinds of comments.
I see it. Well, that's when you said to me, I said, but I see it all the time. And now I realized it's because it's the other group.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so seven people agreed with me.
That's when we did our promo posting.
Some people agreed with me, A.
Yeah.
B, there's three other people that commented, so I guess we all got fucking muted. that made positive comments saying, I like it.
And shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. What happened to you as a child that you are so angry at the world?
You should just message them and go, who hurt you?
Yes, I want to. And you know what? I'm not judging anybody who hangs out in there. That's cool. Whatever.
If you dig the negativity, more power to
but
you.
But I couldn't, and I know our show can come across negative too at times, but oh my God, I actually want to post in that group before I leave and just mm-hmm. say, what the fuck happened to you?
Rebecca, just because I like to laugh at a dildo getting shot out of a woman's pussy and hitting a guy in the head and actually giving him stitches, don't think I'm negative.
But the problem, I think that my issue was that they're shaming everything and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's hilarious? Mm. They don't allow body shaming.
It's you can shame everything else in the world, but I swear to God, if you call that woman fat, you are out of here.
Is that not fucked up?
It's fucked up because body shaming is fucked up no matter what you do, but at the same time.
So you can call people pieces of shit.
You can
tell them that they're disgusting and they're trailer trash, but you cannot call them fat.
But don't you dare comment on their body. You can comment on their clothes, their weddings, their loved ones, mm-hmm. their children probably.
Yes.
But you can't comment on their bodies.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a, double-edged sword. I don't know.
Am I wrong?
No. You're not.
I've actually spent a little too much time thinking about this.
You have. And I'm going, no, but just come to the other one. Just come to the
I
other
am
group.
In the other one, and I like the other one, and I'll comment and stuff in that one because that one, I like that one.
That one deserves your
But this
love.
One, I just had, it was in my feed, right? So I went and read it, and I was just like, okay. But I was like, okay, hold on, you guys. You guys are kind of, if your opinion is actually, like, intelligent.
Yeah.
I hate to be a dick, but to say that you're going to get awful photos and stuff, no, you're deadly wrong.
The problem I have is you're not allowed to have an opinion.
Yes.
When you're not allowed to even have a fair opinion in a group, there's been a problem with a rule comes up, in my opinion.
So basically, I have to go there in there and shit on everything and everyone.
No, even whether you feel it or not.
Yes. And then that's it.
Yep.
So shit on everything or get out.
Yep. Shit or get out.
Well, I'm taking get out because that's I don't feel like shitting on everything and everyone.
I'm going to follow up with you on this next week and make sure you've left this group and that you're coming over.
I am leaving.
One. Are you?
I feel like I need to, like, fucking poke the bear before I go.
What are you going to do? Like, post something?
I don't know.
Put up a post about how beautiful something is and how gorgeous it is and how...
I'm going to say, go fuck a unicorn or some shit. Like, what's wrong with everybody?
Go fuck that poor unicorn.
It's not everybody. I know there's a lot of... We have a lot of screams in there, too, which
is... Oh, sure.
Which I get that it can... I
can
just,
you say target market?
It is and it isn't, though.
I know.
It's a whole other level in there.
Actually, we've had a lot of people come into our group and just say it was too negative.
Yeah.
Not our group, the other groups.
Like, you're making negative comments just for the sake of it.
Yeah. There's
you're shitting on people just for the sake of it.
Yeah. There's a line. Guys, we shit on people.
Do we
people.
Shit on people?
No, we
do.
Well.
We do a little bit.
I feel like when we do, it's warranted. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. But see, that's why I commented because it bugged me.
Oh, I have my hand up.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Also, if someone was like came to our group and said, I disagree, I respectfully disagree with you for these reasons, what do you think I would do? Would I mute them?
No.
I would have a discussion with them about it. Or I would say, sorry, that's just what I
think.
But
they're relying on the fact that that's part of their rules. But I'm like, why is that a rule, though?
Just because it's a rule doesn't mean it's not bullshit. I think we know that.
I feel
that.
Like it's a cult.
It's officially a cult.
No, isn't it? Wouldn't that be a cult? If you're not allowed to do this, you can only do this.
Yes.
That's a cult.
Yep. You know, turn around. They're going to be given free personality tests next week. You just watch. It's coming. And then they're going to...
Listen, the only reason I commented was because people kept commenting on how bad the photos
would be.
And it bugged me because I'm like, you actually don't know what you're saying because I actually
there
do know what I'm saying.
There could be someone in that group who goes, oh, well, I was going to do this. It was my dream, but I can't because the photos will be terrible. And you just helped them.
I got muted for it. You're welcome.
Well, I think that's wrong.
I'm surprised I didn't get kicked out.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Maybe because I never comment.
You will be now.
I don't even know why I was in there. I didn't know it was a rule.
Well, I don't think many people do.
That's fucked.
It is fucked. But you know what, guys? They get to police that all the time. That must be really fun for them.
Yeah.
No, thank you. No fucking thank you. Don't come to our group if you're sensitive because we don't.
Yeah, we're not
like
exactly,
that.
You know,
PG.
Fucking PG either. Like, it's like we got shit in there. Yeah. But
no, but it's all in good.
Everyone's
fun.
Allowed their opinion as well.
Yes. It's like
some people like what we post and some people don't. And that's OK.
I.e. Turkey Man.
Right.
This is just what we have. I've had people being like, I need to see this turkey now.
Yeah.
So.
But we're not telling you to like it.
No. You best like Turkey Man. If you say one bad thing about Turkey Man, you get the fuck out. That's it.
Anywho. Yeah. You know what? I didn't even want to mention their name because I don't even want to give them.
I know.
Attention.
No,
but
go to the. We'll make this a positive thing. Go to our group.
Yeah.
And we won't censor what you say as long as you're not a complete dick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And believe me, our bar is real low for that. Like, you have to really be low to get in trouble with us.
You basically have to be racist.
Racist or sexist or
homophobic.
Yeah. One of those really bad categories. But
yeah.
Other than that, we're good.
As long as you don't touch on that shit, we're good.
We're good. We're all in good place. It's good. Well, thank you for listening to episode 82 of the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. And remember,
anything can happen at weddings.
And we will be here to tell you all about it.
Well, that's it for us this week on the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. If you need more drama in your life, go over to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to sign up for additional weekly episodes. The first few episodes are free, so go check it out, patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings, and we will see you here next week.